all the old cliches being said, we're trying to wrap up the sugya, try and tie it up, you know, but all that stuff. Okay, behind us. I just want to try to do some points in the halakha l'maisa on kosher. I can't say I've worked everything through. And definitely, if anybody has some interesting horrors and input they want to put in, please use this opportunity to do so. Now we can just pass some of the I'm supposed to go by through. So this is just like trying to tie up the loose ends and wrap everything up. Okay, fine. There's a machlokes. The Beis Yosef brings a machlokes, the definition of kesher shel kayama, which means that it's going to stay there with no intent to remove it. Or it means that there's this, even if there's a person has intent to remove it after sitting out the time, if it's a large amount of time, that's considered shel kayama. The Beis Yosef brings some pretty wild shitas. One argues that possibly 31 days is already considered shel kayama. 6 months, even a sheet holds 8 days. Right? But we paskin that the definition of shakayama is that the person's leaving it, he's putting it there to leave it there. So it's only the right, the only case would be the right if a person does that. Any case where a person does plan to intend to remove it after a certain amount of time, whatever that might be, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, it's not the right. So in a case where you would have need to a mir la'akum in those type of cases, it's not the right. So shoes to shoes, makam has to, etc., will be mutter. The bir halacha, excuse me, the bir halacha talks about can a person's intent kesher, which is a derech olam to do for the olam. He decides to do it on Shabbos with intent to be undo it within 24 hours. So that, is that going to make it not chai, or is it going to make even mutter or not? So he brings him a taz, he's masmi on the taz, and he says about it, that's definitely usur and probably it's chai. A person would, the kesher to derech is to do for the olam, and he does it not for he comes along and makes this, you know, thought process, he's going to undie it, he says it's pashas, it's chai. So one horror you have to say in that is in the Gemara that much is before in the Gemara, that one limitation to that is the following. But let's say that this person, his derech is to do that. So then it's taka, not taka nakai. Because the Gemara brings the case over here with Rapsal Chasida, that he and his son used, and he went to Abai, and Abai said chayv katas. Now, Pasha's Abai, we're talking about the knot, which is not the knot which is constantly open and closed, otherwise, why would Abai say it's chayv katas? So Rashi says, Rashi already says in Abai, the case was the kesher which is shakayam. She says, listen, I wasn't clearing chayv katas, I wonder what's water. But it's definitely potter because my son and I take turns. It means it has to be the katri. With the ushkapis do, but we need to change it each time for each one of us, and the more it comes out is mutter. So even though it's a kesher which the derech olam is to do l'olam, but if this person, so either the pshat, since this person, his derech is taka not to do with l'olam, he constantly goes back and forth, it's more sense comes out as a mutter. Or the way you could say it is anybody in these circumstances would do this, so that's not derech olam. So I'm not sure which way to say it, but you know, but what that much of first we're in the Gemara, that there is an override on the Derech Olam, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with Derech Olam. There is an override on Derech Olam, either because if that's my Derech, it's different. Now, next question. in that Derech Olam issue. Mishabur is on the case, which it's a kesher, which the Derech is to Ula Olam, and he's trying to do it Lashor and make it mutter, less than 24 hours. So he says, not it's not mutter, it could be Zeman, it's also in the, it could be Zeman Chai. What about a kesher, which the Derech Olam is to do for the middle Madrega? The Derech Olam is to do it for more than 7 days, etc. And he normally also does that. And now he does it, but he says, you know what, I want to be matur, so I'm going to tie it with intent on tie it after Shabbos. So if Derech Olam is just a kaveh and that's it, so the chara that kesher should be also. If we're dealing with a kesher, which is a kesher on a Torah level, which the Torah looks at as a kesher because people do it for this purpose, so your intent can't take away a kesher. And a kesher which bats a midrash is not a kesher. Because Allah answered it is a gzeira otuk shorim, otur kesher deraisa, and I'm not planning to do that. But klaus, so maybe because of the nasir. So I don't know. I didn't. I don't have a clear akhra on that case. You said anything on that? A kesher which the Derech Olam is to do for a long period of time and not lo olam, and he's going to do, he's just going to, he hasn't tapped it. So he says the case isn't much. Okay, good. Okay.
He also says, okay, he says that Derech Olam is for one day, and it happens to leave it for a week or two, and that's also
okay, that might be a different case. That might be a different case over there. When I made it. Right, then the fact that I left it doesn't change it. Right, that's really different. That's a different point. Right, the question would be if I made it, the Derech Olam is untied right away, and I made it with the tent, not like that. He'd matter that case also, that'd be a Kiddush. Because the Kara, I don't think the case would be mutter. If he, Bedafka, planned to leave it for longer than a week, that case process should be also. So that's more like the mikra which comes afterwards doesn't redefine the kesher.
My point is that according to
there is a
even though a bun is full in the word you look up in five.
There's a Magen Avraham, Mishabur quotes, which one's more explicit?
Can't learn out from Bazuku's comma
because of this specific
problem and that
would
be used for something else. Not because it doesn't mean that.
That
the Bagarum
says, Kol Kesher Shinim Pamim Nimlach Muvat Lasham La'olam. Alfi should kill Sasiosu Lahois Almanas on the Yaksham. Osir. It's Osir. Now, the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, and that in that point, he stops at the word Osir. The Mishabur says Osir Mirabbanan. The Lashon of the Magen Avraham. Kol Kesher Shapamim. Nimlach Aleya Umavat La'olam. Abi Shemitzilas Esolah Hoyisal Manas LaNiyachshom is Aser. Shapamim Nimlach Umavat La'olam. Right. So sometimes you taker a Nimlach to leave it there. Therefore, the Ficha Aser Likshar Ritzuas Hamitzlasayim. Because sometimes you're Nimlach. So on that Magen Avraham. He's masupik. If it's chayiv katas or not, call nimlach lepomim and valish also afal pishen daitel lehniyah chasham, because you might leave it there. If you right now you're not planning to do that, even though you'll be nimlach later on, that's not going to change his status or not. He's masupik about it. The Shmur says klartz min rabbanon. If your intent was not to leave it in la'olam, even though it's normal to sometimes be nimlach and leave it there, but then the nimlach later on doesn't retroactively make it kill you a das for that. He said that's only Mirabbanan. He says the Prima Gadim didn't have the Urayim, we didn't see the Urayim, because the Urayim is from Force Behedya, that's only Mirabbanan. So so depends. It's a lot of cases of the Gemara. You have to work out, you know, these Tuk Sharim, which the Gemara says, I would think that they're Usur because you might leave one there, Kamash Malah, and then it's Mutter. So the Kamash was Mutter because even if you would end up leaving it there, since eventually the Derek is to get rid of both of them, so it's not going to be, you never the Rice. Like, what's the question of the Gemara? I'll get that in a second. What? Who is this? Well, then Moshe Dershu.
But that's a job that's not automatically measured in the words of the staff.
He's saying he's sore. I'm not sure that I would necessarily agree with that. Okay, a different point. The din of Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher, that's this funny din over here. So the Rambam said when the minig is to be machmer on a Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher, because we don't know exactly what a Maisa Uman is. And it was given as a Mikra Kesher Shaluman. So therefore, you should machmer on a Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher. So Jacob was bothering me, like, you know, how can you call it a Maisa Uman? This phrase, Maisa Uman, what does this phrase Maisa Uman mean? How in the world can you picture a Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher as a Maisa Uman? So there seems to be a Machlokes in the definition of Maisa Uman or not. The Beer Lacha handles the Taz comes along and says the definition of Maisa Uman is that it's a Kesher which is Mahudak Hetev. That's how we understand the definition of Maisa Uman. So it's not Maisa Uman Be'etzim. Maisa Uman is just a similar Dover that it's a type of Kesher which is Mahudak Hetev. So there's an Isra of a Maisa Uman which is Mahudak, a Kesher which is Mahudak Hetev is going to be Yasser because that's the Tanai the Rambam says to be chayiv, a person has to be kesher shakayama and it has to be mehudak hetev. That's how the Taz understands the din of Maisum. The Bir Lacha comes out now like that. He says even if it's roughly, but if the nature of the kesher is that it stays in oilam, that's what a Maisum gives you. So that's the Rambam says. That's the only case which is chayiv. Without that, it's not going to be chayiv. So Pashas and just the Cheshbon and Lomdus, I'm so sorry, I'm saying halacha l'maisa, but I can't get away from Lomdus, I'm sorry. The Machlokes, so I remember when I first was thinking through the Machlokes, so I saw the Mishnah Berurah as the Kiddush and the Taz as the Pashat. That, you know, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that a Maisa Rafi, because there was, like, what's this new din of Uman? Then I come up with that, I'm wrong. The Mishnah Berurah is the Pashat, the Taz is the Kiddush, and I'll tell you why. Remember that this is all Swara, there's no Pasuk. And the Kiddush of this Swara is like the more is Mechadish, and Ayin Dalam Beis, the more it says, what's the Makar? The Makar is from the when they would tie down the Urias to the Mesorim. So when they, the Mor says it's not Shakayama because you're going to pick up the Mishkan and go somewhere else, right? So Mor says no. Okay, so that can't be the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is because of the cases of the Rishoshes. So it means you had a case in the Mishkan where they talk about a case of Shetana Shakayama, and we're not learning from there. So Chazal swore that there's a need for Kesher Shakayama. It's so powerful, it's going to override a case that there was in the Mishkan. You're going to get involved in, you know, that Cheshbon of a Maisa which was in the Mishkan, which Chazal touched up, wasn't a Kesher of a Maisa, it's not a Malacha, even it was in the Mishkan. Get involved in that deal, and how you're going to the Gemara and the top eye and the Alman Aleph and the Tais of Abakam and the Beis of an Aleph. What was with the Maisa which was in the Mishkan, which wasn't Kesher? Here your mom was having a Maisa in the Mishkan, which was a Kesher. Chazal's Svara of Shalkayama is so powerful that we're ignoring a case in the Mishkan. Kliyatsuma. Okay. Now comes around and says, and by the way, there's another Tanai also called Shalkayama, Shal Maisum. So what does that mean? Like, we're like, where's that Tanai coming from? Well, because the mice of the Rosh Hashanah were Dafka Uman. So, you know, the scribes in the Mishkan Mustama were also Umnim. So it's only, so we have, there is Taka Waman Domer, there's only Chayav and Ksav Ashuri, Zalosh and Akkad, but everybody else screaming there. Any Ksav, any Ksav, that's all the rice is what I mean. My handwriting is Shvichayav, my handwriting is not a mice Uman. There's not Tanai, mice Uman, but any other Malacha. Like, where does this come from? So in the Mishnah Berurah, I think that he's learning in the Rambam that the Tanai of Kayama plays out both in the physical Messias and in the tent. An Uman makes a knot which lasts. A non-Uman makes a knot, it doesn't last. And you have to have a tent to last. So whether it's rough or Mahudik is irrelevant. The point of Uman is it's a type of a knot which stays. And a non-Uman knot usually doesn't stay.
But by extension, whether an Uman actually made it or not is really not the point.
Correct.
So why bring it?
Let me finish my thought. But according to the Taz, there's one issue of intent. There's a new Tanai of Mahunah Ketiv. It's not new with the Shal. It's not the din of Shal Tiyam, which the more it tells me. It's a new din. And where's the new din come from? Because Hayoyis, the example the Mishnah gave was a case of a mice Uman. It must be, and the Gemara told me the example it's giving me is an example which is Lailam. Right? So like, no. That's not the point. The point is also, by the way, that it's dafka very, very tight. Okay. I mean, you know, so you want to say in Swara, like, you know, well, we can say Swara is that the getter of kasher is this kiddush. So what's talking of kiddush? The lamas by kasher. We already spoke about like that kosher is a unique malacha. You're not really doing anything. You're making a new either the chiyuv because you made a new they made the kasher, the chiyuv because you mechaber the thing. But what's the gross of ma'aser? You're taking it apart tomorrow. It didn't really do it. Teretz, a kasher, which is going to be a loylum. That's really it. That's the dosa chibur. And by the way, only when it's tight, because when it's loose, even if it's tight forever, no. It's not really connected. Okay, I mean, like, you want to say a swar, say a swar. The Taz is the plea and summa. Right? That's an eye. But the Bir Lacha comes out very strongly that's not the condition. But the Nakuda is, Lav Dafka Uman versus Nanum, the Nakuda is a type of a knot which lasts versus a knot which doesn't last. Yeah.
Why does it seem like. I mean, you know, just say, why bring in the word Uman at all? I mean, really, it's a little misleading. If the whole point is to leave it there forever, Uman is like a code word that something that will end up there forever.
Because most non-Uman knots don't last.
Right.
It's not a question. It's not an issue of intent. I know what your intent is. You want it to last, but it's not going to last because, I mean, as we all know, when the non-Uman ties up the boat, we don't have a boat anymore.
But if you have a non-Uman, that's not rough for you. It's not really like
the Uman. Even that, which is not rough for
you.
It's rough for you. No, but it's a Arabah. I think the Arabah Umnim are able to make knots which are rough, which last. That's the point of the Bir Lacha. I mean, certain knots you need the knot to be sort of loose. That's how it functions.
Nice.
So my non-Uman is going to make the knot like that, and you're not going to have a knot after 2 weeks.
So you're saying it's a type of Uman that even though the knot is rough boy, it's still going to last.
That's his point, right? That's the point of the Bir Lacha. The Nakuda is that it's going to last. The verse is not last, not whether it's rough or because
the Quran is a little bit of a match like that, I think, because it says that the Rambam din of
I understand. That's what you said. Since the Mishnah caught that case, by Sukhoshin Iruman. Okay, but how do you know that that's the point of the Mishnah? Like, if there's no logical, nothing compelling it. Like, so the fact that Mishnah gave me examples, which is loylum. You know,
the Hadgasha was on the person making the knot, as opposed to where the knot was being done. That was the gross point.
Again, if I could learn, I have the guy over here, and I'm telling you that I'm going to now say that you should be chayav. It's Malach on Shabbos, bring a katas, don't bring a katas. You know, the Mishnah's like this. It's not meant that he can recruit the person versus the type of not. I don't know. If there's no compelling svara, I'm not going to be like makes a tzaddik in the Mishnah. Right? Okay, now, let's do, comes the Ramah. The Ramah comes along and says, we don't know what a Maisa Uman is. So, and that, Kasher Gabi Kasher is now a Maisa Uman. So, if you tell me that the definition of Maisa Uman is the fact that it's Muhudik, a Kasher Gabi Kasher is a tight knot. A Kasher Gabi Kasher is not a knot. Very few times will your Uman use such a knot. I mean, I'm not a big bucky at all. Jacob can give you all these, there's like 47 million different types of knots. Right? Like, what are they involved for? Just make this stupid square knot and end the conversation. Because it's not a good knot for most things, right? So, the Kasher Gabi Kasher, the reason why Reingolds can make Kasher Gabi Kasher, nothing else, is because it's not a Maisa Uman. Right? But it's a tight knot. So, the Shari Tshuva brings from the Birkei Yosef, Pasha Minig Likshar Snake Sharm Bechagarosa Shiba Mosav Shaino Shakayama, who shall head it? Well, that's the Koshle El Muta the Muta, the Batila Mimutai. See, Pasha the Birkei Yosef is saying that this Chumrah Ramah was not in his Kabbal over here. But one suggestion is that anytime you make your to the Snake Sharm Bechagarosa Shiba Mosnov, Shaino Shakayama, who shall head it? So that's what he's arguing. That this is not a Maisa Uman, this is a Maisa Hedyot. Right? So Pasha, that's his argument. But if you learn the Pshat in the Ramah, he's bringing this from the Hagos of Fazi, Perek Sharm, which, if he learns like the Taz, I get it. Because it's a tight knot. So Erech Nami, the Pesim assume, therefore, if you would make this Kesher B'Kesher loosely, it's water. So, in other words, you don't have the Mila of being Uman, you don't have the Mila of Mohudak Etev, so Vos Temer Kops. If you want to make this type of knot, Kesher B'Kesher loosely, it's water. Says over there because it's tight. Right, so this dafka has to be tight. I'm just making it more lumpish. Okay. Okay, so now. Aniva. Aniva mutter the law of kasher who? So the Ramah filu im osa kasher echad lamata noeg nebahet. Comes from Mishabur. The Mishabur says that hod noeg nebahet be kasher echad lamata daf kasher osa lehatu bebayot. Mishum the agar aniva agabi kasher dain eno nikur maiso. And Avim he the Kiyama shall Azman can lula kyotsubai osir lasus cashalamata alaniba bovat. Then you'll make shne nibus zalgab zeeshlin. So what's he saying? According to the Makaber, we're knowing the Khumas of Boshitas. According to the Makaber, Maisa Uman, Shane Shakayama, or Ene Shakayama was not a Maisa Uman, both were Makmer is also. So, Anila Gabi Kesher, if it's not Osil Hatim Abayoim, it's not a Maisa Uman, but it's Ene Shakayama, it's Shakayama to be Mixus. So we're Makmer, Hita Rosh, that's already Osir. Now, what about making one kesher? Nobody asked for one kesher alone. So even if you're planning to leave it there for 3 days, because that's the shkenat, right? That's nothing, right? So what does a nivagabi kesher do for me? What happens by nivagabi kesher? What's the problem? So there's two ways to learn. One way to learn is that we're batsim, we're wrong. The batsim, one kesher batsim is a kesher. It's a kesher. I tied it. But the same way the Gemara said in the next piece of Gemara by Teufer, leaving the Ramah aside for a second, there's a different Shokayama by Teufer. That's a different. The Gemara asks, the Ramah is Mechadish, there's a different Shokayama by Teufer. It's a Kiddush Ramah, it's a Ferish Gemara. That's Amaratzis. The Gemara's Kasha was the physical reality of lasting. And the Ramah is talking about a case so you made something which is going to last, but intent to take it apart. Two different sugyas, right? The more stam, the more it says that you need something which lasts. A ma'isa, which is not worthless. It doesn't last. It's not a ma'isa. That's not the malacha. The Mishnah says the gabi boina. The Rama says by tzeveya. You know, it's not. So the more it says by if I put its kifa in and out, it's going to come out in a few seconds. That's not tayfu. So I make a kasher, which is just one kasher. It's going to come out very shortly after. That's not kai. Let's say I make a way to make that not stay. I put a neva on top of it. Now neva is not a ma'aseh umin, right? A neva is mutter. A neva is not a kasher. The more it says, it's not a kasher. So the neva is not the problem. So where's the problem? The problem is one kasher is a kasher, but the heter of one kasher is because it's not going to last. Well, I found a way to make it last. I made a neva, got me the kasher. Now it's going to last. It'll last for a whole week. Right? So is that the Ramah? It's also, or is that the Mishabura? It's also if you talk and plan, if you want to take it out within the 24 hours, okay. So it's not a ma'isumen. It's not shalkayom. So it's mutter. You plan to leave it for the whole week. It's a problem. So I have my sefer Torah in the good old days before they made these fancy, right? So what'd you do? You had this long rope and you were tied around with an evil gabi kasher to undo it Shabbos mincha and Sunday, Monday morning. Or next Shabbos, this show only has davening on Shabbos morning, right? Or that sefer Torah is only used for Shabbos morning. I'm not going to tie this. So you say Mokka Mitzvah, the Tzarek Mitzvah, less than 7 days, fine. Right? But because the neva is not the problem, the kasher is the problem. Now I did a kasher, which I'm planning to leave for more than 24 hours. So I got a problem. Okay, it's with the Tzarek Mitzvah. That's one way to say it. The Lashon HaGoyin doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he learns that one kasher is nothing. Kasher echad is lav klumhu. Where is that Lashon? And on Sif Hey, a feeling goes to Kesher Echad Lamata, no gonna be heter, Kesher Echad Lav Klum. And he says Kamosha Kosab is Sif Aleph, and Sif Aleph it's not as clear. Shehushnei, he says over there, you're noig to be noig. Yeshua Zoshalah Hatashum Kesher, Shehushnei Kshram Zelzah. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. So, you could read the Ramah, you shouldn't be matar a Kesher, which is too Ksharim. He reads the Ramah, there's a comma there. You shouldn't matar any Kesher. What is a Kesher? Shehushnei Kshram Zelzah. Because Kesher Echad, that's not a Kesher. So what's his raya? Because the Mora says by Teifer, the Mora says not Shakayama, the Mora says Yehusha Kaisru. Bimisa, that one kasher is called a kasher. Hakayev mishum kasher. Tashis b'kasher echad. Hooray! So that's the Reim's raya, that one kasher is garnished. A kasher echad is garnished. So even when I make a kasher echad, pasha the cake, but I tie it, when I sew the thing, and I make one kasher and one, and not like the smag, I make one kasher at the end of the chut, it's going to stay there. But I don't care. Kasher echad, love klum, it's nothing. It's a kasher which will last, but a kasher echad is not a kasher. That's not what a kasher means. That's pasha what the garden is saying, yeah. Yes, I don't have a good answer on that. Okay. So the guy in Yud Ches or you'll says something really wild in the Ramah, which is not the way to learn the Pash case. The Goyin, In other words, in the case where you did shtei tefiris and you made one kesher, that kesher is significant because it helps you chayav for teifer. And that's what the guy said. God, he told you before, it's not kosher. That din is the din of now it's called tefira. So in such a case, one kesher is a significant. But if you stop making one and doing nothing with it, and my sitzes are coming out, so I just tie it together. Do what? It's not teifer. It's not kosher either. I mean, what's according to the girl? That's not. I mean, it's not kesher alav klubu. That's pasha. How you read the guy? Okay, mishabur. I mean, not passing like that. So what's this din of aniva gabi kesher? Right. So we're saying that which the Gemara says aniva is lav kesher who, that's an aniva without a kesher, but aniva with a kesher now comes together and it blives like steak short. Right. So the Goyen says no. In other words, the Goyen's not like the Mishnah Berurah. And the Goyen, even if you would have you pasha according to the Gra, kesher lav klum hu, even though aniva is lav klum hu, together 0 + 0 is 0. Even though I put it there, say that forever, it's going to be mutter according to the Gra. But we're not knowing like that. We're knowing like the Mishnah Berurah, which means we're knowing that kesher echad betzim is a kesher. It's a chasar of lav shal kayama. So if I do aniva, which is not a kesher, to make a chakayama, it's a problem. So let's say I make a kesher echad and I take the two ends of the kesher and I tuck it in such a way it's not going to come out. It should be also. It's not a din of neva gabi kesher. It's a din of a kesher echad, which I found the hekatim to make it mean this guy. It's not a problem. Right? So, lechara, I mean, that should be true. So, I don't know. I found in the Megillah, I was looking around, I found the Megillah Sefer, Reb Rosenthal, Hitaka says it, the car is going to the sheet, there was a machra, the neva gabi kesher, so who then, if you wrap it, you tuck it under, it says that he has a shikl smukim to it. He says, you look over there in Tafresh and Aleph. So that Rashi over there, which is being the riot, we'll get to the next piece, because the din of Agad, whether Agad is, we all know Agad, you don't need Agad by Lulu, but there's a mitzvah to Agad. But Agad means a kesher shakiyam, Rashi says. So, Mishabur says the minig olam is to make one kesher and to tuck it in. So, vice versa, that's. It says, "Well, you mean a kamed and agad or not? If you need a kesher shakayama, you know, you need a kesher. It's not a kesher. A kesher echad lav kesher hu.
Does that mean that if you would, like hold it together for 24 hours?
But if you make a kesher, which a kesher echad in a way that it's going to stay, it's like a kesher. So you're a kamed and agad. Yeah.
It has to be affecting the kesher itself. It's a kind of kesher echad, and then you glue it, and now finally come out. It's a glue that holds the two pieces of it together." So it has to be tucking it in.
Well, why does a neva hold it? A neva also
blocks the kesher from a neva. Yeah, I mean, I guess because a neva on its own wouldn't do anything. Glue on its own would just take 2 weeks of broken.
Okay, fine. I'm asking. The pasha, I hear that. Glue with pasha would not. So kesher echad to hold it together. Your point is over there, the glue is holding it, not the kesher. Fine. I'm asking. I agree with that.
No, the kesher would be like, I guess, if you glue the end.
But if you glue the ends, then the kesher won't come out. What's holding together is the kesher. But I glue the ends down, they shouldn't. I can talk to them, or I can glue the ends. But now the kesher is what's holding it together. So fine.
So if someone makes it fine, it's a safety pin.
Okay, one second. I'll get the ties.
No, the same. Sorry.
Right. Mishabur says this, like all of the places talk about the seas of a neva gabi neva without a kesher. So the neva of the Gemara was a slip knot. What we call tying a bow in our shoes is really two slip knots into each other, but it's a slip knot. It's a double slip knot. You can make a double slip knot. You can make a slip knot and slip the slip knot into a slip knot, and that comes out still. So that's a neva gabi neva. I have no idea if it's stronger than one neva. One aniva. So such a thing does exist. Because, like, I mean, after a while, it just says, like, everybody talks about, like, it's the most precious thing in the world, and we're like, about what in the world are they talking about. And that's what I think they're talking about, just slipped on top of a slip down. I don't know. I mean, nobody even explains it. Like, we're such a maratzim, nobody even explains it for us. Right? That's what it has to mean, I think. That talk of that comes out easily still. So it's an aniva, it's not a knot. It's a different type of function. Okay. That Rashi over there, Rashi deals with this case over there where a person makes the kesher for the lulav, and he only needs it for 7 days. After 7 days, he has no use for it anymore. But he has no intent to untie it. He's just going to discard the lulav, and he's rocking the kafsi mitzar, and he's rocking. There's no din of geniza. You just can throw it out. Long there, it's not there. So he's going to throw it out as is. Is that called Shalkayama? Rashi says it's called Shalkayama. He says you need, that should be a kasher, and it should be Shalkayama. It is Shalkayama. Ah, you only plan to use it for 7 days, and after you're not going to use it anymore, you can kill less. I don't plan to take it out. It says called Shalkayama. So, state in Rashi, this Yisoid, that a kasher, Pasha, state in Rashi, this Yisoid, that if I make something which I'm planning to, that it should be together for a certain period of time with no intent to untie it afterwards, even though afterwards it's not, I don't need it anymore, so I really don't care if it's together or not. So I don't have a dafka. Come on, a dafka should be together. That's called shakayom. So the poskim can handle the case. I'm throwing out my garbage bag. So I make a kasher in my garbage bag, which is going to hold it together. And then I throw it into the garbage can. What's in the garbage can? I don't care that it stays together or not. But I don't plan to untie it. So Pasha Kren the Rashi Shriyasa. So that's the so Rabbi Yashav in his Auras and Sukkah Lama Gimel says that deal from the Rashi. In the Shri Shabbos Kehilchus, Rasham Zaman also brought this deal from the Rashi. And then in the Miluyim, and then in Micha Shlomo, he says it's not Mukhrach. It could be over there, it's only because the Torah, in other words, if I need a kesher, Agad. If you hold it, you need a agad, you need a kesher shakayam. I need a kesher. Right? But the Torah clearly didn't care what happened after 7 days. He handles the gabi that shaila with the nezer, the gabi a kesher by tefillin. Right? The nezer is makadish that if I borrow tefillin and I change the knot with intent to give it back to you afterwards, so not your tefillin, because you need a kesher, a definite kesher in the Torah, kesher shakayama. That's shakayama. I mean, it's going to last for the hour that I'm using it, afterwards I'm giving it back. Right? So not shakayama. So Shlomo Zalman argues in that Avnei Nezer, and he says, no, that, I mean, the Avnei Nezer gets involved a little bit in the Shita Ben Elio and Menachos that hold that there's a difference between kosher, your kesher every single day. Ukshartim Osa Yedacha means you have to be kosher. You have to make me kosher the kesher every single day. There's Machloik is how you do that, what that means, be kosher the kesher every single day. One chat is you talk actually our kosher, part of the kesher every day. So your mama's undoing, you do redo the kesher every single day. So that's mama's not shakayama. Or it just means that the knot is made in such a way that it's a slip, a type of a slip. It slips to, in a way that the knot comes closer and further away. So that's also called the European kosher. Okay, whatever. Whatever way you hold your yard to that. Some Lubavitchers do that. Shulchan Aruch Rab brings that they do that. But they do the second way. I've never seen anybody do the first way. But there are definitely those are things that's not, you're not being Mekayim the Ben Elio if you do that. But it's not Kesher Shakayama. And Kesher B'dinei HaTorah is Kesher Shakayama. He says, no. If the Torah told me that's what you're supposed to do, Kesher Tomos Yedach means that you're supposed to do, that's the Kesher the Torah said, Rishon HaZalman says. So he says, even though it lasts only for one day or for a few hours, but that's the Kesher HaTorah. There's no Gzeres HaKosev that Be'etzim, it's impossible to be a Kesher if it's not Lo'ilam. Now, Chazal came along on Sebe Shabbos that in Suwara, if you wanted to be Mekayim for the Din of Kosher, putting two things together, which are not really going to last together, that's not a cheshivas of the malacha that you should be chayav for. But if the Torah came along, now Enechanami means it says Enechanami, if you would make a kesher, so the Mora says that, so the Torah wants you to make this kesher, which will last for the 7 days of Sukkot, and afterwards it's irrelevant, that's like a kesher. So that's how Kosher do on Shabbos. And that gets involved in the sugya of the one of the problems is that the Avodah Zarah is going to have is the Gemara over there talks about on Shabbos bringing the tefillin in. How can you make the kesher? She says, why is it also to bring it in? You can't make the kesher. So someone says, if you hold Shabbos man tefillin for that day, taka making the kesher would be called a kesher. She's doing that. I once saw the Tzitz Eliezer bring this in regards to a shayla of a hypodermic needle. So they used to come with two pieces. The needle was one part, and the syringe is another part. And the doctor would put the two together, give the shot, and then throw it out as is. So he says it's a mamash. It's a Hebrew. It's a Hebrew for just. I mean, it's for 1 minute. You're not going to take it apart. So it says he brings this Rashi, Shaitan Rashi. That's a Hebrew loylam. So that, you know, even though it's a dover cow, so it's like it's called, it would be the equivalent of taka and mitzvotasim. You see such a musig also. Now it could be that, you know, something from kosher to boina is problematic because by boina the show could be the Bible he holds boina the show as chayiv. Get involved with what's the key of talk is as makapatish, or the key of talk is because of boina. That is that so you'll be old because of boina means boina the shah, Tosfos learns it's boina means boina the shah, Tosfos holds its sky, whereas kosher the shah is not. So the sushel, so he handles that. But Al Kaponi brings up in that discussion, he brings up this, you see this musi. Next. The Uman ties something and it's going to last more than 24 hours. As soon as you give it to the balabais, the balabais is going to untie it. Is that called? It's also for more than 24 hours. So the Taz seems to say yes, because this case over here of the woman is tying something. Near the Khan Marish Regilim Hatir Biyome. He says that the case over here that this Kolok is a sign which they tie together B'shas Tekvisa. That you're talking about the term of kesher shakosher kovis. How can be mutter? The case is over here. We give him halatir b'yom. The kovis would untie it that day. The Lavush says this heter because he says as soon as the balabais gets it, he unties it. So the kovis might tie it together and he delivers it on Fridays. You know, leaves it for the whole week. But as soon as he gives it back to the balabais unties it. So that's called. So I might give it back to the balabais earlier. So that's called. That's called also the hatter b'yomei. So it gets involved in any. Now once you assume that by Teifer and Kerei you have the same hatter as you have by kosher and matir. With like the Ramah says, so all of those shalas of opening packages on Shabbos. So you know, he says, okay, so I'm allowed to. It's one of the stardom of the heter is because it's not a tefer shas kayama. Gluing things together is a told of tefer. So ungluing them, taking them apart is called kareya. So do I have a heter of not shakayama? So my nowadays it's not so much an issue with diapers and they'd be shared Velcro. Velcro was not considered a kosher or tefer. Velcro was considered a series of hooks and eyes which are holding something together. But it's not more than that. But I mean, they used to use tabs. So what was the problem? The problem was there's this piece of plastic on top of the tab. The tab is sticky, so the plastic is glued to the tab. So it sits like that in the store for 6 months. Right? But I bring it home. I'm ready to do it right away. I use the diaper right away. I mean, each diaper is aimed to use right away. So that called that it's can I open it on Shabbos? Well, so Yeshua Shalman argues this tomorrow that the base of Lavush, it's not called. So it's interesting. He says it. In Perek Tesis for Shabbos Kilchus, which is deals with opening containers, bags, etc., he says this Torah. Later on, in I think it's Lamed Gimel, when he talks about the dinim of dealing with illnesses, etc., he says by bandages it's a problem. Taking off the tab, it's the same problem. So he says the chiluk is, you know, I buy food, etc., and my plan is to use it right away. And I buy bandages to have bandages in the house to use them when I need them. You know, I don't plan. I mean, in case when you run the store because you need a bandage, right? Okay, fine. A lot of times you buy bandages because you should have them available when you need them. Not I don't plan the amount, but yeah.
Diaper is not like a bandage.
Diaper, I've never bought diapers because I might need diapers at some point in my life. Yeah, but any one of them is I'm able to use. Yeah, they don't sell them, and it's not worth it for me to. But any one of them is I'm able to use right away. Okay. It's not that I buy a box of bandages. I go to the store and say, you know, we need bandages. It's good. It's important to have bandages in the house.
Why is the consumer stuff?
That's this. That's this Lavush. Lavush is saying the Kovis ties it to let it sit for 2 weeks till I finally deliver it, but I untie it right away. So that's called also the Hatzibah Yoyma, he says. The Taz says not.
That's how they shop in America. I hope you have some food that you have to. You could know you're not going to eat for another 3 weeks.
That's
the one.
I don't know, maybe. So Shabzal and handle that child is, he says, you know, he says an interesting swore over there. My name is Johnson & Johnson, and I make bandages, okay? So ask Johnson & Johnson the following question. You just made 1 billion bandages. Would you like to sell them today and people should use them right away? He says, 100%. So I'll make more bandages tomorrow. Okay. What do you mean? You make them and they sit 6 months by you and then they go to the storage place over there and they go to the store shelf and they go to the house. He says, I prefer not. I don't know. Interesting story. Next. Tying a tie. So... you know, it's we call it an iva. You know, it's called a tie. It's called a bow. It's not the bow of Chazal. So, what is it? So, it's in some ways it's a slip knot with something else stuck through it. Without that something else stuck through it, makes it stay. Right? It's not your regular slip knot. When I just pull on it, and it comes out. I just pull on the knot. It doesn't come out. Right. There are many different ways to make a tie. So if you make a very, very basic tie, which most people don't make anymore, and when we were broken, we used to make it sometimes just like once, twice around and then down, and it doesn't do it. You pull on the tie, it falls apart by itself. Not much falls apart by itself. So that, the car, that's an aneva. Right? So that's an Eva, then you get involved, and I'm not sure there's a kesher there. That's an Eva, so you know, make it on Shabbos and Tehate. It's not very fancy, it doesn't look very nice. And nobody, self respecting business would not do that. And so nowadays, B'nai Torah, Baruch Hashem, Ben Hashem, Baruch Hashibis, and the Nechbodim, and they also want to look nice. So there's something called a Windsor, something called double Windsor. Double Windsor for sure is a knot. And don't ask me how to make them, all of them, because I don't remember all the details. It's a knot with something stuck through it. You take something through it, it's still a knot. You have to pull it apart. That's not the case of an Eva, which is said Lav Kesherhu. So, on the other hand, now, let's assume that your Derek is that you take it apart all the time. Is it more karma than Eva Gabi Kesher? And the Derek is to undo it. So it's a Kesher, which is made to undo every 24 hours. If your Derek is to leave your ties untied together because you want to save the time, right? Because, I mean, I haven't figured out why in the world anyone would want to waste the time untying the tie, but okay, right? Except for the fact that it's better for the cloth. But if you pay the price that people pay for their ties, I understand why you're worried about the cloth. You pay the price I pay for my ties, you understand why I'm not worried about the cloth. The derech has to leave it. So the car, you shouldn't be able to make untie it on Shabbos. You shouldn't be retie it on Shabbos. The person normally always does and undoes it. So the car, you have this argument. It's not also more than that. Assuming it's not more carbon than an evil gabi kasher, so it's mutter. If you argue that the case of an ibag of a kesher, the point is an ibag is nothing, and a kesher echad without something else is a klama miskayim by itself, it's hard to say this is an ibag of a kesher. So I'm inclined that it's better not to make taisim shabbos. I think that it should be problematic. I know many people are matter. I found Rabbi Ribi, it says some people say it's mutter, some people say it's osur. That's very helpful. So at least I feel vindicated that I'm the guy who says osur. So I think it's a problem. Again, I think there's a very, I don't know if they're called anymore. I remember in 1977 we took speech class in high school and we had a little demonstration speech, and one bacher did, that was his speech. He went to the different types of ties. That's how I learned the names of the different ties. But it's a long time since 1977. I don't remember the names of them, but there's different ways. One of them just mamash, you go around twice and pull through. That's mamash nothing, and the taka looks like it, especially in those ties. In those days were like big things, like, you know, I don't know, why are you wearing the thing around your neck? Okay.